CTV.
Good Monday morning to you. This is Martin Zender, and you notice I have a little color added to the set today with a laundry basket in place on top of the dryer with the red towel up there. I thought that was a nice flourish. I want to begin today by thanking everyone who has sent contributions in the last couple weeks, the last couple months, the last 25 years, because as you know, the beauty of this work is that it is organic. It's a God thing. I don't charge anything for this show. I don't charge anything for my newsletter. I have tons of information on my website that is free. Hours and hours and hours of videos and audios. 400 newsletters, all free. You do have to pay for the books because it costs us to put them up. It also costs to run this website, to run martinzender.com. And of course, Martin Zender has to live. And so you have, I can't tell you how thankful I am, but I'll try. I wouldn't be doing this without you. It's organic. It's beautiful. It's unforced. You want to keep me going. You want this, the announcement of the evangel to go out with power and with strength. And by the grace of God, He has set me up for this position at this time, and it's only God could have done this. It's so unlikely, and yet here we are, and here I am, and here you are, and it's amazing. And words fail me. I'm struggling, but thank you. Thank you, seriously, from the bottom of my heart. God has put it on your heart to keep this going. Anyone who, like I said, my motto is I've never turned down, I've never required a contribution for the work. I've never turned one down, to my knowledge, no. Because you're participating in a great thing. As I've said to many of you, you're backing the right horse, okay? I'm in this to win. I'm in this to spread the evangel as far and wide as possible, using every single skill and talent God has given me. I'm not the greatest, I'm not the smartest, I'm not the most eloquent, but I do what I can. If you want to contribute to this work, go to my homepage, martinzender.com. At the top left, there's some letters in red that says something like, "Help Martin." If you want to help Martin keep doing this work, you can contribute here. And there's many different ways. You can do a monthly contribution where you don't have to think about it. There's no amount too small, please. You know, I get a $5 bill in the mail and I kiss it because I recognize the miracle of the widow's mite. I love all of you and the enthusiasm with which you support me and the work, because I am tied in with the work. I mean, I am the work. It's not like you're given to this giant organization and you don't know where your money is going to go. Oh, this is going into administrational fees. This is going into transportation. This is going in. Well, I am martinzender.com. I am the guy. So you know where your money's going. And you know me, and I know you. Now, a bit of personal information. This is a little tough because my landlady, Juliana, has asked me to leave the laundry room. Mm-hmm. This has been my home for 3 years. It was a bit of a shock. I mean, I kind of knew someday it would have to come. She left me a note here on my futon. I knew something was different. She was acting a little different when she got back from a month-long trip to Peru, and I knew something was up. I said, oh. I kept trying to see what was happening. Like, Juliana, are you okay? What's going on? You don't seem quite the same. Oh, everything's fine. You know, she had just visited her dad in Lima, Peru, and he's old, right? So I thought, and she said, well, I'm concerned about my dad. Okay. Well, no, that really wasn't it. It was awkward because Juliana and I have this love for each other, this deep friendship, and I can't believe how God has taken care of me since I came down here. God has totally taken care of me since January of 2016. And so I got back from a run one day, and there was a note, an envelope on my futon. on the front of it. It said Martinico. I said, oh no. Oh, here it is. And she said, you know, she thinks she might be wanting to start dating. And yeah, I can understand that. You bring a man to the house and you have this guy in the laundry room. A little awkward. I understand it completely. This laundry room used to be her office. She says she misses it. She has her office in her bedroom. She says she doesn't like that. And it's not her, right? But I have issues. My issues. I have a PTSD issues concerning abandonment. Okay, I've been abandoned by women in my life, and it's hard for me. When I saw that note, it sets off a series of a little bit of panic, you see, and much sadness. So because I had a home here, right? My deepest desire is to have a home and to have a family and to have this circle of love, because I was raised in that in Canton, Ohio for 20 years. My family, my mom, dad, my sister, Kelly, a tight family unit, the perfect childhood, as I've told you many times, and it was. And then I raised my family, and that went another 20 years. I have known nothing but stability, love, a whole family, families that stayed together up until they didn't. And so this is why I am the way I am. This is why I teach with such passion about our heavenly home, about the stability of Christ, because I get shook up when things get unstable here on earth. I get a little bit panicky, and the only stability we have is in Christ. This is why I love Hebrews, where it says, those wander about the earth without a home, expatriates, not wanted, not needed. And I think I'm a nice guy, you know, and I think I have a lot to offer anyone. I'm a loving person. I'm a caring person. I'm considerate of other people's feelings. I'm not perfect, no, but I take these things personally, and sometimes yes, but in this case, absolutely not. And you know another thing about me is that I boast in my weakness. I like the fact that I'm broadcasting from a laundry room. I boast in my weakness. I did that with my car. If you remember, for years I had a 1999 Ford Escort. No, Ford Contour. And I had that car for years, and I boasted that it had over 200,000 miles, and I was looking to put another 100,000 on it. I boast in my weakness. I totally get what Paul is saying. And as you know, I do whatever I can to distance myself from these fat cat weirdo tele-evangelists. But you know what happened with my car, remember? About 2 weeks after I got here, in January of 2016, maybe it was in February when this happened, someone ran into my car as it was parked in front of the house here and totaled it. The policeman said, you're lucky this happened, sir. I said, why would you say that? He said, because this car was ready to, like, blow. He showed me the rust underneath. This thing was a disaster waiting to happen. If this had happened while you were driving it, you'd be dead right now. So, you see, God forces me out of my stupidity, forces me, says, you need a new car. But he knows I would never get a new car. He knows that. I wear things out till they're done. Look at my jeans. I got it. See? I wear things out. I wear clothes out until they don't exist anymore. That's just my style. And my style's maybe not that great. Okay, so God forced me to get another car. And one of the saints helped to provide that car. It was just amazing. Yes, one of the, a saint, a member of the body of Christ, said, Zender, how about this car? Okay, I think that's happening here, because I was ready to spend the rest of the eon in this laundry room. Yes, I was. I'm content. I like my little ruts. I like my comfort zones. I like my family. I love Juliana. I love my dog, Charles. and I would stay here forever. Yes, I would. God says no. God says no, and he's pushing me out. I have until August 31st. Oh, don't get me wrong. The letter Juliana wrote was sweet, very nice, lovely. Just, she's the sweetest person. She was very gentle, very delicate, and it's a good thing, you know, because, I can't take the other thing. So she and I have talked about it, and yeah, it was a gut punch. For the first couple of days, I was reeling, and then, okay, well, I girded up the loins of my mind, and I said, God wants me somewhere else. And I have to say this, too. Sometimes I feel like half-human, okay? What do I mean by that? I'm living in a laundry room. Well, I don't technically live here. I mean, I have access to the house, but this is my area. But all day, people come in and out of here, right? I'm working here. This is where I write the newsletter here. You know I record here. But I rarely have privacy. Only at night do I have privacy. And I think that living on the bottom of the edge, right? I brag about that. I'm living on the bottom of the edge of the peninsula. Martin Zender, every day, the bottom of the edge. This guy, he's on the cutting edge of what? Disaster? The cutting edge of poverty? The cutting edge of homelessness? What? Is that great? Is that good? I don't know. I boast in it. You know, but God has something new for me now. And I think that I am ready to get a place where I have my own bathroom. This would be amazing for me. Listen, my own bathroom, my own bed, an actual bed, and privacy. And I'm wondering if being here has kept me from doing everything I could do, because I feel so, even though I'm comfortable, even though I'm stable and I love my little rut, maybe I haven't quite felt like I could work to my capacity because of this revolving door type of situation, right? And a lot of the times, this is inside information, probably too much information. In the morning, I'll go outside that door there, and I'll just take my morning leak out there in the bush, right? So a lot of times, I'm out there peeing on a bush because I have the only room here that has access to the outside. That's a little animalistic, maybe. It's fun. I always enjoy doing that outdoors. It's just like liberating. It feels free. But it's like, it's too close to the edge. And I think God's saying, Zender, I'm forcing you out of here. I'm forcing you out of here. Now you're going to have to get another place. And do I know where I'm going to go right now as I speak to you? I do not. But I want to upgrade. I don't want a lateral move. I don't want to say, well, I've been kicked out of this laundry room. Now I must find another laundry room. See, in my life, God has never done the same thing. Whenever something blows up, I never repeat it. I go to something different. And I have to be forced to do this because it's not my nature to leave my comfort zone. Once I'm forced out, then I usually rally. I come to the fore. I meet the challenge by the grace of God. Forward ho and all that. So that's what I'm going to have to do now. I'm looking for... I definitely want to rent. I want to rent maybe... I don't know if I want to do this Airbnb thing again where I'm renting a room in a house. I'm thinking if I had my own place, it would probably be good for me. Probably. See, when I came down here, I didn't want to live alone. I loathed living alone because I fear living alone. I'm a very social person. I'm a very family-oriented person. And I thought if I lived alone, I'd be crawling the walls. I'd be going nuts. I would lose it. So I wanted to live in an Airbnb situation where there were other people around. And when I first came down here in 2016, I have told Juliana this. This wasn't my first choice. I remember this place when I was looking at places from my sister Kelly's in Canton, Ohio. I was looking for a real quiet place because I thought I was going to, what I wanted to do was become like a monk. I wanted to be sequestered. I wanted to be in a garden, but I wanted people nearby. I wanted the best of both worlds, see? And I picked this place with a garden in the back, and I thought, my goal was to just get my work done. I want to typeset all these books. So I dedicated myself to finding a place that was like kind of like a monastery, right? And I got accepted into an Airbnb that wasn't here, okay? This wasn't my first choice. Juliana knows this. But a week after I was accepted at this other place, no, it was only 2 days, the lady said, oh, Airbnb made a terrible mistake. I'm out of the country. You can't rent this place. I'm like, okay. So my second choice was this place, Juliana. I came here, boom. I got thrown into the maw of a social situation. Juliana has cousins and aunts and uncles and sisters, and it just, I got thrown into a situation that I was not ready for, but I loved it. I just bathed in it. There were so many people, and I got connected with loving people. The Peruvians are extremely loving people, and they all loved me, and it was fun, and I never had a social life like that in my entire freaking life. So now, you see, now I have a network of people in South Florida. If I had come down here in 2016, if I had come down here and lived alone right off the jump, I think that would have been very difficult because I would have known nobody here in South Florida. Yes, I got Waylon and Regina a little 30 minutes up north. Thank God for that. But I would have come here and not known anybody in the Fort Lauderdale area. And that would have been very bad for me to be alone and to not know anybody. Now, it's different. 3 years removed from that time, I have a social network of friends that really do care about me and they love me. So if something went really bad, like I got hit by a bus or something, these people would, they would rally. They would find my, one would find my leg over here, one would find my arm, and they would sew me back together. They love me down here, and I love them. So I have that social support network now. They're not believers, but they're good, good people, see. So now that I have that, now I think it's a lot, it's easier for me. I'm a different person than I was 3 years ago. Now it's easier for me to go somewhere and be alone, be in a house, rent a small house is kind of what I'm thinking. I don't know, right? I'm looking now. I got to August 31st. So, yeah. God is pushing me out of my famous edge, isn't he? So, anybody who, you know, wants to help with the Zender situation, as I said. Oh, along that line, I have to mention something. My YouTube videos are going, right, very well as far as numbers. People ask me, do you make money off of YouTube? No, I don't, and I never will. Even if I could, I hate the idea of corporate money. I hate the idea that I would get some kind of monetization. That's what they call it. Are your YouTube videos monetized? No. And even if I could get it, I wouldn't want that. To me, that's dirty money. It's dirty. I don't want any sort of advertising. I don't want any sort of marketing manipulation. I hate all that stuff. The only thing that makes me happy is something that's organic, something that God controls, something that I just throw up to Him and say, do what you will with it. The only income I want is from your heart. That sounds corny, but that's it. That's it. The only income I want is the unforced, free, loving, we love you, Martin. We love your work. That's the only thing that I want. It's the only thing I will accept. And it's God controls it, doesn't he then? God controls the income and the outgo. And he knows what I need. And he knows what I don't need. And apparently I don't need to be here. But yeah, I stood before Juliana weeping. Honestly, I said, I had a home. I love you. I love Charles, our dog. I love the laundry room. And she hugged me. I hugged her. And, you know, I took a deep breath. She goes, Martinica will always be friends. I'll always love you. This is why I want to stay in the Fort Lauderdale area. This is why I want to find a place around this neighborhood. Because I love the people here. And I need people. But I also need this privacy where I can work. Right? And I think maybe God is going to set me up for the last few months of this eon so that I can concentrate. And now, see, all that, all the social stuff, I burned out on it, right? I got my fill in like 6 months, and I'm like, I had to start to say no to social engagements. Let's go here, let's go there, Martin. Let's go here, let's go there. Let's go everywhere. I would say yes, 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 because this has never happened to me before. Now, it's out of my system. Now, I think I'm getting really focused. It's like, this is it. This is it. Lord, set me up for the sprint, for the last lap of this race. That's where I am. I'll keep you up to date. We're all going to miss the laundry room. Yes, I will miss it terribly. But again, I have to be open to new things. And God is bringing me a new thing.